That was respect. Courtesy by Trudeau Re. PM shows disrespect by singing in bar. Letter, September 21. Clearly the critics of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for singing a Queen song in London before the funeral missed the reference to the sweet video from the 2022 Platinum Jubilee celebrations, where Her Royal Highness is having tea with Paddington Bear. At the end of the video, the Queen clap from We Will Rock You can be heard, beginning with Her Royal Highness's own drummers, and swelling to the enormous crowds outside who are waving Union Jack flags. Then wearing that sweet smile, Her Royal Highness joins in, tapping in time with her silver spoon on her delicate china teacup. Perhaps the writers also disapprove of the numerous Paddington Bears and marmalade sandwiches left in St. James's Park in honor of Her Majesty, recognizing that sweet, humor-filled moment. Trudeau was not disrespecting Her Majesty. He was honoring her wonderful sense of humor and humanity. Anna Bonus Parquesqui Malta quick lesson about political power by choosing Bohemian Rhapsody to sing in his London hotel lobby. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau ingeniously summed up the nature of political power. Easy come, easy go. Kate Soles Victoria another embarrassment on the world stage regarding the letters concerning Prime Minister Justin Trudeau singing Bohemian Rhapsody in the upscale hotel lobby 2 days before attending the Queen's funeral and being booed in London. Mainstream media suggested that why shouldn't Trudeau be able to let his hair down in the hotel? I would agree if Trudeau had been on his own time and had paid his own way to Britain. However, he flew there in a Canadian taxpayer-funded jet and was staying in an expensive taxpayer-funded suite in a very expensive hotel and was supposed to be there as our Prime Minister representing Canadians. He obviously does not take his job too seriously and once again has embarrassed Canada on the world stage. Carol Money Duncan B. C. Seniors hurting more than in other provinces. Thank goodness for our seniors advocate, Isabel McKenzie, who has spoken out about the situation BC seniors face trying to cope with the rising cost of living, especially those struggling to live on less than $30,000 a year. Every day I hear complaints from other segments of our society about the difficulties they are experiencing living within their means. Well, imagine trying to do that when you need more medications or a walker or some in-home care that you cannot afford and face the prospect of deciding whether to pay to get the help you need to stay safe or enter a care facility that will cost most of your income. BC is well behind most other Canadian provinces in the assistance it gives its seniors. We should be ashamed. Bev Christensen Victoria research the candidates, and cast your ballot as we wheel into the last 3 weeks of campaigning for election to Victoria City Council. I am struck by the sheer number of candidates vying for positions on council. There are 37 of them. To some this is a bewildering number, and in truth, it is. The sheer number of candidates requires diligent work on the part of the electors to separate the good from the bad and the ugly. But, spend a little time, and you can do it. That number is also telling. It is a stark expression of the complete and total frustration and disgust that the civic electors in Victoria feel toward current council. Nobody said, let's flood the ballot. The 37th guy did not see that there were 36 folks already running, and thought 37 was a nice number. They all just said, enough, and did their civic duty. Lest anyone is thinking about not voting this time around, think back to the past 4 and 8 years, and see what you get with voter apathy. This time around, choose wisely. Research. Do your due diligence. Think. And choose. I've got my 8 plus 1, MD. David, Hanson Victoria come on, Sonich, tell us how they voted so, here we go again. Another month or so of competition to see who can put up the most signs and placards. Along with this, we will undoubtedly hear the usual buzzwords and phrases on how each candidate wants to make Sonich better with attention to the homeless, lack of affordable housing, taxes etc. All of this will happen without any clear route to success, and when questioned, each candidate will revert to that most required political asset known as doublespeak. This is the amazing ability to answer a question without actually answering the question. Might I be so bold as to ask Sonich to provide a list of how each of the current candidates voted on any and all proposals brought before them? This would allow all voters to identify where each councillor really stands and take their rhetoric out of the equation. Wayne Messer Sonich IF single-use bags are bad. What about signs? We have a ban on single-use plastic bags. I won't go into how I recycled my old plastic grocery bags, using them again and again. Hardly a single-use product in my eyes. As usual, political hypocrisy is making me ill. Signs, 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 all over the city. Most, if not all, are single-use plastic items. Dwayne Olich Victoria Bill Vance brought history to life. I was saddened to learn of Bill Vance's passing. My condolences to his family and friends. Bill's writing brought automotive history to life for me and I learned so much from him. I'm proud to say I own a signed copy of his book Reflections on Automotive History. Thank you for publishing Bill's column for so many years. I truly miss them. Russ McDonald Victoria R. IP, Bill Vance, and thanks for the columns. Bill Vance's column on old cars was splendid and something to look forward to on Fridays. He did great work and kept the memory alive of the Gogomobile, Dinah Panhard, Borgward, Lee Francis, Lloydwagon and personalities like Zora Arkus Duntiv and Tom McCahill. Hail and farewell, Bill, you'll be missed. John Blair Sydney. Another reason to avoid downtown Victoria on September 20. My wife received a parking ticket in downtown Victoria for parking her vehicle more than 30 centimeters from the curb. I wonder how many more obscure ways the city can conjure to chase people from downtown. The neglect of downtown merchants continues. Randy Otto Sonich. Positive experience at an urgent care center. There are so many negative reports of experiences at urgent care centers, so I feel compelled to report a positive experience I had at the St. Anthony Urgent Care Center on Thursday. I had a fall close to the Juan de Fuca Recreation Center. After expert attention from the first aid team there, I still had a severe nosebleed among other more minor symptoms. A friend drove me to the St. Anthony Urgent Care Center on Goldstream. I received immediate attention on arrival. The care I received from the triage nurse and doctor was first rate. Many thanks to all. Janet Ritchie View Royal. Questioning how the city allocates asphalt. Can anyone tell me why the city of Victoria always has enough asphalt for speed bumps but never enough to fill potholes? Steve Murphy. Victoria housing headline was not accurate. Re. Fewer people own homes than a decade ago. Statistics Canada, September 22. Your story on housing claims. A new StatCan report shows fewer Canadians own homes than a decade ago. What it actually states is that a smaller proportion of Canadian households own homes. The report states, in 2021, 10.0 million households in Canada owned their home, which is more than at any point in the country's history. Steve Weatherby. Victoria. A special thanks to two who helped last month. L fell at Granite and Hampshire. Many people rushed to my aid. Two of them were first aid workers who were attending an outdoor art exhibition at the public library garden. I was able to sit up, but bleeding profusely from a head wound. These two ladies were marvelous. One sat behind me with her knees propped up so I could lean back. She texted my wife with information and phoned for an ambulance. The other one stemmed the bleeding and bandaged my head. I was lucky to have such prompt help and would like to thank them. I made a full recovery. The name of one was Janet, but I missed the name of the other. I am 90 years old and very grateful. Brian Lowry. Victoria. Send us your letters, email. Letters at timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road, Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words. Subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.